From the stage of the historic Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world and scene of the current WSM 8th Annual National Country Music Disc Jockey Festival, here's the 1049th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Now to open the show, here's Hank Snow.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means a 211 daddy ain't coming back. I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. You were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. Mr. Fireman, won't you please listen to me? Cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on. Keep rolling on. So shovel the coal at this rattle a roll and keep moving me on. Let's pick one now. Mr. Engineer, pick up the rattle in hand. This rattle is the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on. Keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time and keep rolling on. You switch your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my man line, cause I'm moving on. Keep rolling on. I've warned you twice that you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had to play, you're gonna watch your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. Stay away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue. Keep moving on. Thank you.
Hank Snow and his all-time great RCA Victor record, Moving On. Welcome, Hank. Welcome to tonight's Grand Ole Opry. Well, the auditorium out there is just loaded with country music disc jockeys, recording men, important people from all over the country.
Yes, and backstage here at the Ryman, we're just loaded with talent, Grant. This is what you really call a star-studded show.
Yes, there's Cousin Minnie Pearl, there's Archie Campbell.
And Chet Atkins and Grandpa Jones.
And Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Poggers.
And in honor of all those fine DJs out there, we've got Miss Jean Shepherd, Stonewall Jackson, and Don Gibson.
Yes, we'll be hearing from all these stars in just a few minutes, friends. Right now, it's my pleasure to introduce that famous country music disc jockey from the big 6 7/8 watt station in Bulls Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Thank you very much, friends and neighbors out there in Radio Land. This is Archie Campbell coming to you from station BULL in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. This is the voice from the barnyard. We operate on an assigned frequency of 950 kilocycles, 14 bicycles, and one souped-up hot rod. Now, before we have our first hit record here, I want to ask you, gentlemen, this question. When you walk into a room, does everybody get up and leave? Well, what you need is a man's deodorant. Try Vanish. Now, Vanish, all you do with Vanish, you just rub it on your body and you disappear. You still smell just as bad, but nobody can tell where it's coming from. And now here is survey song number 34 on the Bulls Gap survey. Here's the band. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Friends, have you tried Campbell's concentrated cod liver oil? Well, here's a letter from a satisfied customer. She says, "Dear sir," look how she spells sir, C-U-R. She says, "Dear sir," says, "my husband's liver was in terrible shape. But after only 14 bottles of Campbell's concentrated cod liver oil, he died. But your liver medicine was so good that before we could bury him, we had to cut his liver out and beat it to death." Thank you very much. And now here is another great number by the band. Thank you very much, boys. That's their latest release. Like a word with you housewives now. Ladies, do you have that housewife run-down feeling? Do you feel logy and pooped out? Then why not try Opo? Now, a lot of medicines spell something when they're spelled backwards, But OPO is poop spelled inside out. I have a letter here from a satisfied customer. She goes on to say, "Dear Arch," I mean, he does. It is her husband writing. He says, "Dear Arch, my wife, before taking OPO, was too tired to even kiss me goodnight. But after only 3 bottles of OPO, she'll kiss anybody goodnight. I see by the old clock on the wall that my time is up now, so I'd just like to say au revoir, which is goodbye in French, and adios, which is goodbye in Spanish, and carbolic acid, that's goodbye in any language."
Archie Campbell, and sometimes I think he deserves everything that happens to him.
Don't be too hard on Arch, Grant. He's a good boy. But speaking of a good boy, here's our first guest star of the evening. Let's have a great big hand for the Georgia boy, Stonewall Jackson. Stonewall, look at all those fine disc jockeys out there in the audience.
There sure is, Hank. And while we have this chance, I would like to say to all of them that you're visiting with us, thanks for spending all my Columbia records.
That goes for all of us here at the Opry, Stonewall. But now, how about singing that big hit of yours, Waterloo?
Just for spite, the devil made him take a bite, and that's where old Adam met his Waterloo. France tried to conquer the world, but he lost his pants. He met defeat on his Bonaparte's retreat, and that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Darling proved untrue, took her life, but he lost his two. Now he swings where the little birdie sang, and that's where old Uli met his Waterloo.
Stonewall is sure a great singer, Grant, but now that we've got a minute, I'd like to tell the folks about Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
By all means, Hank, by all means.
Neighbors, in case you didn't know, Prince Albert has got the mild and mellow flavor you smokers seem to go for, the smooth and easy-going taste that seems to suit you. And that's true whether you're a pipe smoker or roll-your-own man. When we say the proof is in the puffin' and Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA, we mean just that.
And that's for sure, Hank, and PA is crimp cut. So it burns even and cool without unpleasant hot spots.
And Prince Albert is fresh, Grant, because it sells fastest, it naturally moves the freshest off the shelves.
Right again, Hank. So pipe smoker or roll your own man, remember the proof is in the puffin, and PA has that flavor. So you light up with Prince Albert, and then you know why it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's
square dance time, so here's Tommy Jackson along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Poggers to do some fancy stepping to the tune of the Snowflake Breakdown.
Tommy Jackson, and thank you, dancers. That was mighty fancy, yes, indeed. But now it's time we sort of graded up the show in the matter of looks. So let's have a big Opry welcome for one of our prettiest girls, lovely Jean Shepherd. Well, Jean, it's a real pleasure to have you here with us on this special Disc Jockey Festival broadcast.
It's a pleasure to be here, Grant, and I want you to look at all the disc jockeys we got here. And you know, there's some good-looking ones in the bunch, too, ain't they?
Well, now, that's a matter of opinion, Jean, but they are mighty nice guys.
They sure are, and I want to thank each and every one of them from the bottom of my heart for playing all of our records over the past year.
I know what you mean, Jean. And speaking of records, how about that fine song you did for Capitol some time back, Satisfied Mind?
Someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out. My friends and my loved ones, I'll leave them no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out. My friends and my loved ones, I'll leave them no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Thank you, Jean Shepherd. Thanks just a whole lot. But now, no Grand Ole Opry show would be complete without the fine guitar picking of the genial Chet Atkins and that big one, Boo Boo Stickby.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, and there you have it. And that was Buddy Harmon picking along with our good friend Chester on the boo-boo stick beat. Now it's time we introduce one of the all-time favorites here at the Grand Ole Opry. Our gift to all the country music disc jockeys who didn't bring their wives along to the festival. That good-looking gal from Grinder Switch herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Well, sir, I'd like to give a sort of a personal welcome to all these handsome disc jockeys. I'd just like to make it a little more personal than standing this far away from you, but it don't seem like it's going to work out that way. Well, I'm having a hard time. I tell you, I reckon I'm at the awkward age for these disc jockeys. I'm young enough to flirt with them and too old to have them flirt back. Well, my feller has his old now. He wouldn't have liked it what one of them fellas said to me today. I told some of these disc jockeys here, I said, you all are so sweet to me. I wonder if you'll still love me when I'm older and homelier. And this nice feller said, Minnie, you might get older, but you can't get any homelier. Ain't that awful? Well, my feller Hezzy, he loves me. He said to me just yesterday, he said, I wish you wouldn't go up there where them disc jockeys is. He said he's scared to death I'd get up here and one of you fellas would run off with me. I wish you would. I ain't wearing the dress that I thought I was going to wear. I had a brand new dress all fixed up, I thought. That is, I had Mammy and Aunt Ambrosie making it for me this week. But they was cutting it out, and the dress was supposed to have one of these here V next to it. And while Aunt Ambrosie was cutting the dress out, She had some new spectacles, and they give her double vision. And instead of cutting a V-neck, it come out a W.
Oh, that was my deal.
I couldn't very well wear that. I had to stick to this old. Well, sir, I tell you now, I'm very happy tonight that we're celebrating the 34th anniversary of our Grand Ole Opry. I've been here 19. I'm celebrating my 19th birthday. Yes, indeed. Well, I am. I come here about this time, 19 years ago, and I don't ever tell my age. I've had several folks ask me, how old are you really? But I'll tell you one thing while we're on the subject of birthdays. Last year, they had a birthday party for me back at home, and they put as many birthday candles on the cake as there was years of my life. I had as many birthday candles as there was. And they lit them candles all up. And you know what happened when they lit all them candles? Several guests was overcome by the heat. Bye now. See you next week.
This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. P.A.'s mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now then, there's another treat for all the country music disc jockeys who are here in Nashville for this big WSM annual National Disc Jockey Festival. We got another great entertainer and singer ready to come out here on the stage. It's RCA Victor's singing star, Don Gibson.
Grant,
Hank, it certainly is great to be working the show tonight, especially when we've got so many of those fine disc jockeys in the audience.
And now, Don, while you're here, and for all of our fine disc jockey friends, how about doing that real big one you had just a little while back?
Oh, Lonesome Me, Don Gibson.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for sitting home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out of fancy free. Flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything to me. Out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all the charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything.
My good friend Don Gibson, thanks so much. But now moving on to another Opry entertainer who always plays and sings a fine song, let me introduce the fellow who always seems to be some distance from Louisville, Grandpa Jones, 8 miles to Louisville.
I've traveled over this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the Duke Coast line, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland east to Portland west and back along the line. I'm going now to the place that fits the hometown of mine. Ain't no man in Louisville will come in to my view. Ain't no man on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. Ain't no man in Louisville, the hometown of my heart, yeah. She likes best of all. Mine lives down in Louisville. She's a long and she's tall. But she's the kind that you can't find reveling through the land. I'm on my way that very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, ain't more man in Louisville will come into my view. Ain't more man on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. Ain't more man in Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Well, Hank, we've had a ball here at the Opry with all these wonderful disc jockeys present, but time is running short now, so how about one last big song from you? Now, here he is, neighbors, Hank Snow, with another big RCA Victor record, I Don't Hurt Anymore.
I don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops I dry. No more walking. Inside,
just to think it could be. Time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore. No use to deny, I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now.
Neighbors, that just about does it. We have to go. It was wonderful playing for y'all, and especially for all of our good friends, the DJs. Good luck, fellas, and thanks a million. Come back and see us next year. And listen next week to the Grand Ole Opry when Ernest Tubb is the star with George Hamilton IV as guest. Now this is Hank Snow saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days, but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camels, a real cigarette, America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. It sure makes sense, because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.